In the Jesus farewell speech, the last day have allowed us to hear, I hope also for you, several invitations from him. The welcome of peace, the welcome of joy, the commandment of love, and the invitation to unity with Jesus and also among us. Today, Jesus takes up several of these themes, but goes further. The love to which the disciple is invited leads him to the gift of his life. That's why I remember what Jesus said today, and I quote, "No one has a greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." This remark of Jesus is based without difficulty on our experience. The true love, that of the parents for their parents, that of the spouses to each other, is a love of oblation. That means sacrifice, giving all. I pour out all for you. It is a self-offering love. I don't hide anything. I give you my past, my present, and my future. Do whatever you want to do with me. I hope this is what you say to your husband every day or your wife every day. Jesus did not only affirm here the quality of this love, but he also experienced it himself. Remember, a few moments after reminding his disciple of it. In this way, Jesus' invitation doesn't only consist in passing on a series of indications during his Last Supper, but first of all, in modeling our life on Jesus, in giving us an outstanding example of Jesus' life. Insofar as Jesus gave his life for us, his friend, we too should lay down our life for each other. But now when you hear about that, lay down your life, I don't mean that you have to go and kill yourself. Mm-mm. Today, there are many ways to lay down his life for others. You have to kill your proudness, your selfishness. You have sometimes to hide yourself and let other people shine before you. And this sometimes is very difficult. Also, today is a Friday. We continue to do fasting. Maybe we are called to fasting and avoiding to say bad comments or just gossiping on other person. And this also is very difficult. Today we are also called to look around us and to see that we are so blessed, having good housing, good job, have a health, but also close to us there are people passing many difficult situation with no job, no house, no love, no family. Then laying down will be able to take from what you have and also to share with the needy, with the widow, with the outcast, with the undocumented one, with one who is not from your social circle. Just take a look and attend all the needs around you. This also is a way how you can lay down your life for those you love, maybe those you don't love. Amen? Amen. Don't kill yourself. Amen?
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.